WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, founder and owner of Nutrition World, proudly serving Chattanooga since 1979. For nearly five decades, I've devoted my life to studying, testing, and sharing practical, science-based natural approaches to better health. My passion is helping people discover how lifestyle nutrition, targeted supplementation, and wise food choices can work together to create extraordinary health. I've always believed that some of the most important conversations about health are often the ones you don't normally hear in traditional medical talk. Our mission is simple. We're building your health, your vitality, and your longevity one show at a time. Joining me every week is my friend Clint Powell, who's not here today. Today, Dr. Kurt Dehring, the clinical pharmacist at Nutrition World. Welcome, Kurt. We'll call you Kurt.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
This is going to be an odd show in a couple ways. Segment two and three, which are amazing interviews to, again, help you to learn details that you're not going to know unless you've accessed some special conversations like this. But so the open and close on segment two and three were recorded a few days ago, and Clint was present for that. So Dr. Dehring and myself is going to do the open and the close, so that'll be why we have a slight bit different format than we normally do. And I got plenty of notes. We have plenty of good education that we want to empower you, because the health of this country is declining. It's not going up. It's not improving. We're spending more money, and we are seemingly losing some of the battle. But that's because we know there are answers to that. We just have to bring them into our own world, and then we are far, far better off. I want to make sure I recommend EWG. EWG is a website that's free. You can do an app, and it monitors the toxicity of many, many different items in the marketplace, and they really are very informative and accurate as far as forever chemicals in regard to many different products, especially cosmetics. And I'm going to try to every week suggest a very valuable app or website that I think we should partner with, because that kind of partnership really helps us. Do you have a favorite app? Besides Nutrition World's app. Man, Nutrition World has an app. Yeah, forgot about that one.
No, I just do a lot of my research through two different sources.
Okay. Yeah, you are that kind of person.
One is Perplexity AI, but still very, mm-hmm. It very much goes towards conventional medicine in most of its answers. So to mm-hmm. get to the other extreme, there's something called Bright Answers, which is an AI, which will give you the other extreme. Mm-hmm. And I usually find myself somewhere in the middle. Mm. So
I like that. And, you know, I looked into the Bright AI, and it's very interesting. You know, there again, most of the time, things lean a little farther away from the middle of the road than I would be comfortable with. And that's true of exactly what you said. I would do exactly what you're doing, taking the information from both sides and then using our intuition in order to do that.
So that website you're talking about, is it strictly just chemicals and toxicity?
Well, it allows people to go into the stores, including Nutrition World, and type in or do a barcode, and it will analyze with a rating, if it's already been tested, as to the toxicity of so many of our items. So I think they do, you know, makeups, mascara, a lot. No, it's not just facial stuff. It's across the board. Now, it's not a lot of foods, but it has a lot of other components, and I use it off and on. It's very, very accurate, very accurate.
I can tell you what's discouraging, if you got a second, is that, and a lot of people will know about the UC study that was done on seed oils. Actually, it was done on avocado. All the things that brag mm-hmm. about using avocado oil, and it found that some ridiculous percent of them were not even, they found yep. seed oils in them. Anyway, yeah. I found that so discouraging because I was buying Boulder at Whole Foods and eating a lot of it, feeling like I was mm-hmm. doing something that was not good for me, but at least not bad for me. And to find out, you know, so it's been 2 weeks since I've had any of those chips because I'm just, one, I'm mad at them.
Yep.
And, you know, and our world gets pretty, we can get pretty resentful towards our own mm-hmm. people as we do the opposite, at least telling you they're got garbage.
That's right.
But when you say you've got good stuff in your product and you don't,
I feel betrayed.
Feel betrayed. Yeah, that's the right word for it.
Now, avocado is seemingly one of those oils that is the most likely to be contaminated. And olive oil is usually far better and other oils. So I'm glad you mentioned it.
But just not that many, in my opinion, not that many chips out there using no. olive oil that I like the yep. taste of them.
Now, you know, the chips we sell that are made with tallow, I love those to death, but they're also quite costly, there's no doubt. But tallow's expensive. Hey, I want to tell you, I don't even know if you know this, but Cameron Parker's coming on Vital Health Radio. Cameron Parker's the guy locally who goes and visits restaurants. And in a partnership, we have Tallow House will be coming to the health fair that we're going to have in October. And Tallow House is partnering, they're relatives from Tony over at Portofino. And he's a young fella opening in Cleveland that is booming. They are paying attention to small details. And this is where a lot of restaurants fail. They'll do the big stuff, but they won't do the small. He's got the best bun, the best quality meat, uses tallow only, very simple menu. He is rocking and rolling. So I wish
he was in Chattanooga.
Yeah, I think there'll end up being one. I'll bet you any amount of money.
And you may have already talked about this, but you know who's been getting my business? Steak and Shake, 100% grass-fed burgers and tallow fries and tater tots. So
I haven't made the trip because I spent 5 decades not going to Steak and Shake, so the car doesn't want to go there. I will be going there.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
That's not as awesome. Good as Tallow House, but it is to have something I can drive 2 minutes and be there, and I can do it all on an app, nice and easy. I'm loving it.
Well, we've been tearing up the Portofino for the past few weeks. I'm a person who eats kind of the same thing all the time. And when I find something that agrees with me, I continue with that. They have shish kebabs. I eat a salad with feta. I take my own olive oil in, but yet they have much better olive oil than most. And they have my tequila drink on the menu called Edwards Elixir. I think that's what it's called. October 24th is the health fair. So please put it on your calendars. Biggest health fair in this part of the country. And for those, which is a small percentage, but if you're interested in your fertility and you're trying to have a family, there are a lot of reasons why it seems to be frustrating these days, environmentally and stress and. Well, Katie Poole is what we consider the expert in Chattanooga, and she'll be having a free lecture on the... Let's see here, on September 16th, 7 p.m. That's a Wednesday. And as she's talks about on even the summary on nutritionw.com under events, that's where the information on this is. The most common reasons for fertility struggles are hormone imbalances, PCOS, chronic inflammation, nutrition, and stress. And my daughter was telling me that she knows of two people who were struggling, and within only a short time, maybe a couple months after seeing Katie Poole, getting the testing, she's a nurse practitioner, and doing some testing, some alterations of their protocol program in the life, they both got pregnancy going on. So she's fantastic. I want to say real quick, about drugs. Pepcid is used for what? normal purpose, over-the-counter Pepcid.
Pepcid over-the-counter is used for reflux.
Reflux.
So
yep.
Heartburn.
Yep. Well, there's something about Pepcid that I read off of Dr. McCullough that really intrigued me about 7 months ago. And that has to do with, there's a syndrome called serotonin syndrome, and it has to do with too much serotonin. We've been sold a bill of goods that serotonin is the elixir of happiness. It's not. We do need modest, we need adequate amounts, just like we do many things. If it's too high, which some people have, it does create other problems, anxiety, anxiousness, and giving it over the counter, two pills a day, in 2 days, you know whether you have serotonin syndrome. The drug's pretty safe overall, isn't it?
Oh, very safe.
Okay.
I'd say, out of my previous life, being a pharmacist, it's one thing that's continued on. I'll bring it with me on my trips on doing cruises where I might eat a little too late at night or maybe eat pizza too late at night. So I'll have Pepcid on board for that, or some DGL.
And we won't approve the Prilosex and those proton pump inhibitors because they are awful.
They are, and they also take, you know, if you want to use something as needed, Pepcid is good. Famotidine is the generic name. It's going to start working within about 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. It takes a proton pump inhibitor 8 hours to kick in and start working.
Did not know that.
Now, that's why if you take it day in and day out, it's going to work day in and day out, but you got to take it day in. You can't just take it, I'm going to eat too much tonight, or I had too much, or I'm having some heartburn. I'm going to take a Omeprazole right now, and it's going to help me. It's not. It's going to take 6 to 8 hours to kick in and start working.
Wonderful information. And, you know, I'm not all about just nutrients or just food choices and just exercise. If there's a safe drug, but now I'm saying all this to say this very quickly. I've got 60 seconds or a little bit longer to say one thing. I told this story about 15 times over the past 2 weeks. From January 2nd till July 11th, I trained for the Chattanooga Fitness Bodybuilding Contest. I probably have not felt that good I always feel pretty good, but I'm 69. I do have my days. Please don't think I don't. But generally, I feel on top of the world. I can work out without any problem. And especially during that time, I didn't have an ache or pain. Didn't have a single ache or pain. And I was pushing myself harder than I have in years in the gym. Actually, 6 days a week. And on Sunday, I was doing aerobics. So I actually did 7 days a week for that many months. Within 2 weeks of finishing that contest, I loosened my diet. I started eating a little bit bigger, all healthy, nutritious foods, but I started having these tremendous amounts of old man feelings of achy, morning, during the night, getting up, kind of struggling. And one was I did eat a little bit too many oxalates in this food, Elizabeth's Purely, the Elizabeth's granola, which I love to death.
So good.
I can't do it because the oxalates are causing me grief, so I had to stop that, plus tighten my diet a little bit more. And my daughter reminded me, histamines. I started taking, based on Mercola's article, I started taking Pepcid, and within one single day, 100% relief of my pains.
Yeah.
100%. I'm scared it is so good. And guess what? We got to close this segment out because we got two great guests, and then we have a very short time on the other end of this train. So stay tuned and listen with excitement for the next guest that is fantastic.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
Legendary food, legendary service. That's Texas Roadhouse. They take pride in every plate and they take no shortcuts. From hand-cut steaks and fall-off-the-bone ribs to chicken specialties and legendary margaritas, it all starts with fresh, quality ingredients. They even make their bacon bits, croutons, and dressings from scratch. Texas Roadhouse, where legendary food meets legendary value. Visit Texas Roadhouse at 2020 Hamilton Place Boulevard in Chattanooga, or download the app for reservations and convenient curbside pickup. Texas Roadhouse, legendary food, legendary service. SEC football at its best. College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive on Rock 103.7. Join Sean Whitfield and Stephen Hargis with the Chattanooga Times Free Press Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. We'll get you ready for your SEC college football game day. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, it's Blake Watson. If you've been thinking about selling your house, I'm here to help. If you've been thinking about buying a new home, I'm here to help. If you just have some questions about the process of buying or selling a home, I'm here to help. Contact me, Blake Watson, with Epic Realty in Tennessee and Georgia. Find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson. On Instagram, I'm Rock and Roll Blake. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
For more than 20 years, Chattanooga families have trusted Blackwell Automotive to keep their vehicles safe, dependable, and running their best. That trust has helped Blackwell Automotive earn more than 1,100 five-star Google reviews from our customers and neighbors. Blackwell Automotive specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Nissan, Honda, and Subaru, and they're conveniently located in Midtown, next to Eastgate Mall. At Blackwell, you can expect expert repairs, clear communication, and friendly service from people who truly care. And remember, Chattanooga, if you want it to run well, take it to Blackwell.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
All right, Reagan, we are with you. And of course, you are the national educator for ancient nutrition, registered dietitian, and collagen. Now, I know a lot of people have tried collagen.
Yes.
I did. I actually had double hip replacement 3 years and about 4 months ago. I really feel it was oxalates. I've done oxalate booklets. I've done a lot of podcasts on oxalates because I ate probably more oxalates than 98% of all humans because I was a health nut. And those oxalates, I truly felt destroyed both of my hips. And so I used a very strong version of collagen, double dosing it before, during, and after my surgery. And I was back to work about day seven, back in the gym about day nine, and just did extremely well. And I do really value the collagen's effects. What is collagen and how is it affecting our body in a positive manner?
So collagen is a type of protein. There are tons of different types of collagen. They all have different benefits in the body. People primarily take it for joint health, skin, hair. It is the foundational building block of the body.
Yes. And it's something that we probably consumed a lot more of in past decades that we are not doing any longer.
Absolutely.
And probably, most likely, of course, we got benefits before we even had a name for it because people were eating foods that contained it. What foods would that be?
Right. So people used to eat what in a way that we call nose to tail eating. So skin, connected tissue, cartilage, they ate all of animals. Now today we are not really getting that, right? But that is where most of the collagen is found in our food. Today, you can get it from things like bone broth, but still, we're not getting it as regularly in our diet as we used to. And that is why a lot of people can benefit from supplementation.
Is collagen a protein?
Yes, it is a type of protein, and it is the most abundant protein in the body.
Okay. I know I've done podcasts, and I've done a lot of things on osteoporosis, and about a big percent of bones are not calcium, it's actually collagen. And collagen is very tough, isn't it? I mean, collagen can build tendons and ligaments and, of course, skin. And we lose it as we age. It's very obvious. If I look in the mirror, I don't have the collagen I had at 40, 20, and 15. And that's just a natural process. But I think some people lose it faster than others.
Right.
And based on dietary habits and lifestyle, we can do something about that, can't we?
We can. Absolutely. Your collagen production naturally declines starting around 25 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. Which feels, you know, sooner than you would think. Right. And so If you're not getting it in your diet, as most of us are not, we can benefit from supplementation or getting it through things like bone broth.
You know, I will eat and take anything, but I just don't like bone broth. I have to say, I'm just not a fan of bone broth. If I really had a lot of gut issues, I would do anything to stay healthy and be healthy. So I don't ever say no if I need to. But I do use the collagen powders. I don't like the capsules because I think we need more heavier amounts of substance that I don't know how many capsules would equal my big scoop of collagen. But collagen is not bad tasting, is it?
No, it mixes well. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I use the unflavored kind and I mix it into everything. You can bake it into stuff. Don't even know it's there.
So heat doesn't bother collagen?
No, it doesn't.
Wow. I know we sell one brand that has a pretty bad taste, and I do like that brand, but I love the brands with no taste. I put it in my here's my question. Am I doing wrong? Is there a window of only so much protein that can be absorbed at a time? So if I'm doing 50 grams, which I do Ancient Nutrition's protein, whey protein, the A2, it's the best tasting and it digests better than any protein I've ever had. And I just finished preparing for a bodybuilding contest, which it was one of the biggest things that helped me to survive through being hungry because I cut my calories down and it maintained muscle mass while I lost weight. And that's very important in any dieting process. I don't care what you're doing. But is a collagen and protein mixed together? Am I doing too much or should I do collagen separate?
You can mix them.
You don't think there's an absorption issue by doing that?
You know, that's a great question. I feel like there are a lot of, you know, what kind of protein, exactly how much.
Mm-hmm.
You see that with a lot of nutrients that sometimes you want to space it out maybe at two different times a day, one in the morning, one in the evening. I would have to think about that.
Yeah, and I do it half the time with protein. The other half, I actually don't because my logic says that I probably will absorb it maybe a little more. The doorway for protein, of course, is only so wide. It can only take so many amino acids. And skin-wise, it is pretty obvious when you've been on it, 2 months probably?
Definitely.
Hair, skin.
I can feel it in my hair, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's another good point about collagen is that all the different types serve different purposes. So using a multi-collagen formula is very important. We don't want to use just one. We want to get the full benefits from all the different types.
Because when you look at the label, it's a type 1, 2, 3, 4 for them. I mean,
right.
I don't know how many, but there's a lot.
Definitely. There's a ton. I think it's 28 mm-hmm. types.
Yes, there is. There's 28.
Yes. So they all have different benefits and they make up, you know, the whole entire body. I think one thing that a lot of people don't think about is that it even makes up the gut. It helps with your gut health too.
Yeah.
So
yeah. It may be why bone broth helps things with gut issues.
Right.
And I love that. Now, quality wise, do we need to be careful about choosing the right brands of collagen?
Definitely.
Okay.
A collagen or protein hydrolysate. So the body naturally puts proteins through hydrolysis, right?
What does that mean?
It's to break something down with water.
Okay.
Break it down into the amino acids so that your body can absorb it better and you get, you know, the most benefit from whatever you're taking. It is important to look for a hydrolyzed collagen peptide, which would be a protein that's been hydrolyzed, broken down into small peptides or amino acids that are much easier for the body to absorb and to use. That would be a major quality point to focus on. You want your body to be able to absorb and use whatever you're taking, right? So that you are getting the most of the money you're spending on your health.
Are there any individuals who should not take collagen medically?
Not that I can think of. I mean, it makes up our bodies. Everybody is got collagen in their body. Everybody's made of collagen. I can only think of all the things that can help, truly.
Well, I always go back to, is this something that the body had vast quantities of when I was 20 years old, and now I have 80% less? How in the world could it ever harm me to try to regain partially what I have lost?
Right.
Now, we talk things like hormones and testosterone. Yeah, you can do harm by trying to quadruple what you did not have at 20. You could do that with collagen. You could do it with anything, but we're talking insane amounts. And that's not going to happen to common sense individuals.
Exactly. Building our sores back up, addressing those nutrient gaps.
Okay. Very important question here. Can collagen replace my ancient nutrition whey protein?
It cannot.
No.
It's a different type of protein.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it won't do a whole lot for muscle building like a good protein or good healthy food, good meats, dairy, cheese, fish. So collagen's purpose is not that. It's no. Everything else.
Exactly. It is everything else. It's not for muscle building. It's for skin and hair and joints and all the other things. They complement each other.
Mm-hmm. I know my fingernails grow seemingly twice as fast when I'm doing collagen than when I'm not doing collagen. And hair-wise, I get mine cut every 2 weeks and I'm kind of shaggy at 2 weeks. And I wasn't really like that in my early 50s and 40s. So I really feel that, again, it's one of my many different supplements that I consume. I did a radio show yesterday and I have so many people, it's 50 minutes long and I love it. And I get people call in and they ask all these questions. And the last question of the day was, or last comment of the day was, I bet Ed has expensive urine. Well, that told me, but that person isn't really a supplement user because that is the old school, especially medical reply to people who don't know any different. And I said, you know what? I might have expensive urine, but I don't know of another 69-year-old who can keep up with me in the gym or anyplace else. So something's working. And I always leave it at that because do I need all the supplements I take? Probably not. But I'm using common sense and I may be wasting some. Heck, I'd be happy to waste some to benefit on the far end of this scale called life. And gentle aging, graceful aging is my goal. It's not really to live a lot longer than what I'm programmed to live. I just want to have the vibrancy and the peak span that I can function and do what I still love in life and pick up grandkids and be functional.
Yeah.
And at this point I am. And I can assure you that would not be happening if I had not fallen in love with this industry, the nutritional industry. And I just value that I've loved what I've done and it's loved me in the process. And to see, you know, 30 years ago, I've been doing this 47 years. This would have never happened. And you know this 20 years ago. No, your registered dietitian sitting across the table from me who's actually asking questions themselves about these products. No, it was already written off that nobody who went to normal traditional schooling should ever even, it was taboo.
Right.
It really was. And if you did go out and practice, your peer pressure would have been very heavily on your back and you would just given up and you'd gone back to just normal thinking, back in the box. But I think COVID helped us to open our minds. I truly do. And it's
absolutely.
Everything has a mixture of positive and negative. And COVID was a ton of negative and some positive. And one of those is this is happening now. And I don't think it would have without that. Yeah. Any last words on collagen advice or anything else that people should know about taking it? I think you've covered it very well.
I think maybe collagen loading would be something that people are interested in. A lot of people say that you should collagen load to build up your stores and then you move to a maintenance amount. Collagen loading would be taking like 20 grams of collagen, they say, for 4 to 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. We'd have to, you know, look into the research for each specific person, but that is a general statement. And then
is that
once
double
you've
normal, is that
yes,
okay.
It is. Once you've built your stores, the recommendation is around 5 to 10 to maintain the collagen in your body.
And I've never done that. I'm going to do a loading dose. I'm going to drink the whole bottle every day for two. Is that what you said? Oh, no, you said double dose. That's right. Darn.
You would have hair down to your knees.
Hercules. All right, Reagan, thank you for traveling in here to be with us and being so informative and empowering to people who truly are interested in honest details of how to be super healthy, not average healthy. Thank you.
Thank you. It's an honor.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, find us on all major podcast platforms. Search On the Move Radio, download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
College Football Radio is ready to get you fired up. College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive on Rock 103.7. We're talking SEC football at its best. Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, LSU, Florida, Texas, we're covering them all. Join Sean Whitfield and Stephen Hargis with the Chattanooga Times Free Press every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 103.7, getting you ready for SEC college football game day. Miss an episode? Search College Football Radio Download on your favorite podcast platform. College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive on Rock 103.7, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
All right, we are ready to roll with another empowering podcast. And today, Dr. Ross Pelton, called The Natural Pharmacist, is with me for 15 to 20 minutes. And I am truly stoked about this conversation. And we're going to talk about, again, I go back to often, part of the keys to health is the microbiome, the gut function, because that controls a significant part of the immune system and neurotransmitters and detoxifying and many other parts to this puzzle of how do we create gentle aging, graceful aging, because we do have expiration dates on our body parts, as you mentioned earlier, walking down here. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I want to maximize the tires on my car and not have them wear out 50% into what we should be wearing out. So that you are amazing. You've written how many books?
13 books.
13 books. And most are all focused around natural kind of philosophies.
On different topics related to health.
Yeah.
How to prevent breast cancer. And wrote a book called The Drug-Induced Nutrient Depletion Handbook, which teaches people what nutrients are being depleted by the drugs they take and how to take the appropriate nutritional supplements to maximize the benefits and reduce the side effects.
Wow. Well, I know the book that I was really fired up about only because I just recently learned about you was the one on rapamycin. And we're not going to talk about that on this particular podcast, but we do have plans to do that on a second podcast. Yep. It is an anti-aging drug that it cannot be ignored if you're really into the things that you and I are into. So you also represent a lot of knowledge about a product called Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And I know this is the most unusual probiotic that has ever been made. The company plays Beethoven to it in big vats for years.
Classical music during the production process.
Perfect. And a lot of people who might say, that is so quacky. Well, there's no studies to substantiate it, but I can tell you that love, gentleness, and caring helps everything that is a living creature on this earth. I don't care if it's your, maybe not a goldfish, but anything above the goldfish level. Really, and probably everything. Yeah. We just don't see the goldfish feeling the effect, positive effects of that. But let's talk about what makes Dr. O'Hara's probiotic different, because I am a big student of all this whole stuff, of course, and I've used Dr. O'Hara and I found it to be effective in ways that I didn't find other probiotics, and other probiotics have been effective in ways I didn't find this one. It's not a one shot for everything, but I love the fact that Nutrition World carries Dr. O'Hara.
Yeah. Well, Ed, let's start out by talking about the gut microbiome. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the 100 trillion bacteria that reside primarily in your colon. So that's really the site of the gut microbiome. And what we're learning from the emerging science is that these beneficial bacteria in your gut microbiome have a job to do. And their primary job is to convert components in the food you eat into products that we call postbiotic metabolites. And what we're learning is that not the bacteria that directly regulate your health, it's the compounds the bacteria create, these postbiotic metabolites. Mm-hmm. And in order to have your beneficial bacteria healthy and working well for you, you have to feed them well. And the types of food for your probiotic or your beneficial bacteria are dietary fibers and compounds called polyphenols. And these compounds, humans don't really digest well, so they travel through your digestive tract. But when they reach the colon, they are the food for your beneficial bacteria, and your beneficial bacteria will metabolize them in a process known as fermentation in the gut and create these postbiotic metabolites. And what we're learning is that these postbiotic metabolites are critical health-regulating compounds. We talk about essential nutrients, vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, essential amino acids. These are essential nutrients are absolutely critical for your health, and we can't make them, so you have to get them from your diet. Well, it turns out postbiotic metabolites are essential nutrients also, and we can't make them, but your beneficial bacteria will make them for you if you feed your beneficial bacteria well. But one of the big problems, Ed, is that most people are not consuming a diet that allows them to create a healthy gut microbiome. Many people are existing on processed foods, commercial foods, and that is a huge, huge problem. We've got multiple studies that say that from 90 to 95% of American children and adults are not consuming the RDA for daily fiber intake. And the other group of studies say from 80 to 91% of Americans are falling short in consumption of every type of phytonutrient and phytochemical compound. So people are not consuming the types of diet with healthy, natural, plant-based foods that's required to support a healthy gut microbiome and get your bacteria to produce these postbiotic metabolites.
So even if you're eating the cups of yogurt or maybe even taking a probiotic, if you're not feeding that system, they're going to be very short-lived, right?
You're right. And I also wrote a paper titled The Oral Probiotic Dilemma, which provides a scientific explanation why oral probiotics might not be nearly as effective as manufacturers promote them to be. Because for one reason, stomach acid is from 10,000 to 100,000 times stronger acidity than the acidity in your small intestine in your colon. Mm-hmm. Stomach acid is the front line of your immune system. It's designed to kill bacteria that enter through the mouth. So most probiotics are not going to survive getting exposed to stomach acid. And then the small intestinal environment is not favorable either, because we have bile acids and pancreatic enzymes, which digest food. They'll destroy the cell membrane of bacteria if they make it that far. And the third factor is if you take enteric-coated probiotics, so maybe they are protected through the stomach and the small intestine, when they arrive in the colon, it's like a food desert. people aren't consuming the diversity of plant-based foods to provide them dietary fibers and polyphenols that allow them to support the growth of the beneficial bacteria. So that's another problem. That's why I'm telling people, my probiotic got 20 billion. Mine's got 40 billion. Mine's got 100 billion. These oral high-dose probiotics are probably not giving people the benefit they think they are and they're advertised to give. But postbiotic metabolites are different because unlike the probiotic bacteria, which are live organisms which can be killed, the postbiotic metabolites are stable compounds. They can pass through your digestive system. And when they get to the colon, they exert a wide range of effects. Some of them have antioxidant properties. Some of them stimulate neurotransmitter production. Some of them regulate the acid-base balance, which is a critical regulator for the whole gut microbiome ecosystem. People don't know this, but a healthy gut microbiome is weakly acidic. 6.2 to 6.8 on the pH scale.
Wow.
How do people maintain this weakly acidic environment that's optimal for the beneficial bacteria to grow and produce the postbiotic metabolite? Turns out many of the postbiotic metabolites are weakly acidic compounds, and Dr. Heer's Probiotics has over 100 weakly acidic postbiotic metabolites.
Now, when you say postbiotic, we're not talking a probiotic. So is there live organisms in this product?
There are some, but nowhere near what other people are talking about, billions and billions. We're not concerned very much about the probiotics in Dr. O'Hara's. The name is a little confusing because it's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, but it's really the number one delivery system in the world for the postbiotic metabolites that are produced during the multi-year fermentation process that's used to produce the product.
So that's why you cannot compare this to a probiotic.
You're right.
They're totally different. People who might say, well, this, if you tested this, it wouldn't have 20 billion of any particular thing, because that's not the, obviously not the purpose of this Dr. O'Hara.
We talk about differences between apples and oranges. Dr. Heer's and other commercial products are like differences between apples and elephants. I mean, it's a huge difference because we're not delivering primarily probiotic bacteria. We're delivering postbiotic metabolites that are produced during the multi-year fermentation process. Dr. O'Hara developed a fermentation process that mimics the natural fermentation that takes place in the colon. And he selected 14 different types of plant-based foods, fruits, vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweeds, and 13 strains of bacteria that are the starter strains. And then they have huge fermentation vats where the bacteria get to digest and ferment the food for 3 years. And at the end of this 3-year fermentation process, they produced over 500 postbiotic metabolites.
Wow. Different ones? 500
Different postbiotic.
And again, these are foods to help to feed the diversity of our microbiome.
Exactly.
And I've often used the analogy I just came up with a long time ago, that if I have carpet on this floor and I throw grass seed down with some water, they're going to sprout, maybe, but they won't live very long. And that may be similar to some of our gut culture, because without the fiber, without this, without that, they're not going to live very long. Now, just to get it out of the way, there's nothing wrong with taking a regular probiotic with Dr. O'Hara.
Nothing wrong, but I'm not advocating it because what you really want are the postbiotic metabolites. And taking probiotics orally, don't know if they're really going to survive stomach acid and get to the colon and then we see have the types of food that allow them to produce the postbiotic metabolites.
Gotcha.
So I'm just, rather than denigrating other probiotics in the market, I'm trying to educate people about the significance and the importance of these postbiotic metabolites.
Well, one thing, my experience with this, and Nutrition World's carried Dr. O'Hara, not consistently, but I'd say overall for 15 years, maybe 20. I don't remember. We've been in business 47 at this point. And my daughter, Katie, was just really fired up about it a few months ago. And she was like, Dad, you know, they have these sachets and they're much stronger and we're going to get some in. Maybe you want to try them. Well, I tried the sachet and I was doing, I think, a half of a sachet, because I'll always start low and then work up because I'm kind of sensitive to things. And I ended up really liking the effects on my elimination. So I did a video and I actually did this. It was a silly video, but I was talking about how great I felt on Dr. O'Hara as far as elimination. And I said, we just started selling bamboo toilet paper. And I'm just telling you, people, if you do this, I said, I had the best bowel movements of my life with Dr. O'Hara. And so you might want to get the toilet paper and the Dr. O'Hara, because it was true.
We've got a study on this, Ed. There is a study done with college age women that have a long history of constipation. Mm-hmm. And they used age match controls, women the same age that didn't have problems with constipation, and double blind placebo controlled trial. So nobody knew if they were taking the placebo or Dr. O'Hara's.
Oh.
They took three capsules of Dr. O'Hara's or the placebo daily for 2 weeks. And at the end of 2 weeks, all the women that had a long history of constipation were having normal bowel movement.
Wow.
So some people take Dr. Mm-hmm. O'Hara's probiotics when they have diarrhea, mm-hmm. but it's also good for constipation. It's an adaptogen. It normalizes mm-hmm. bowel function.
I love that. Normalize. That's what we want, is normalized optimal functions of every single organ in the body. Now, I love the philosophy, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong, if I'm just kind of over-exaggerating. The fact that I'm putting it in my mouth, we also have microbiome basically from our mouth all the way to the end.
Yep.
Is that going to help the microbiome in the gums, the mouth, the esophagus?
We have some dentists that recommend their patients take a Dr. O'Hara's capsule and bite it and squeeze the contents mm-hmm. out in their mouth and swish it around a little bit before they swallow it. Mm-hmm. That will support a healthy oral microbiome. And it's really pretty pleasant tasting.
It is. And I'm using the sachets. I'm using a half a sachet for my oral microbiome.
Perfect. And just to let our listeners know, there's three different products. We have Dr. O'Hara's original formula, which is produced in a 3-year fermentation process. Dr. O'Hara's professional formula, which gets an additional 2 years of anaerobic fermentation. And that's important because the gut, the colon is an anaerobic environment. So that's the anaerobic fermentation is giving bacteria that are capable of producing metabolites in an anaerobic environment time to produce those extra postbiotic metabolites. And then the new sachets that you've mentioned, every packet contain the equivalent of postbiotic metabolites of 5 capsules of the professional formula.
Really? Wow. So me using a half for all this would be still quite potent. And I love that philosophy. That is phenomenal. I mean, we know that the hygiene in the mouth. In fact, I wrote an ebook on dental hygiene where I was really talking about how do we quit destroying the microbiome of the mouth and the esophagus and throat. One is the mouthwashes need to be thrown away. The toothpaste that have all these antibacterials need to be thrown away. I use a peppermint tooth powder that Nutrition World sells because it has nothing but just the powder.
Will be a big help.
How did this company start? Can you give a 1-minute history on this?
Michael Shore is the founder of Essential Formulas, and when he was traveling in Malaysia, he got terrible intestinal distress, and a Malaysian physician, one of his traveling companions, gave him some of Dr. O'Hara's because it's marketed in Malaysia, and he recovered very quickly. And so he got so impressed that Michael actually traveled to Japan, met Dr. O'Hara, and after having several talks, Dr. O'Hara gave Michael Shore sole rights to import Dr. O'Hara probiotics into the United States. And actually, in Japan, the product is named OMX. Dr. O'Hara named it OMX. It stands for O'Hara Mountain Extract. And when we imported it into the U.S., Michael Shore changed the name to Dr. O'Hara Probiotics. And now that name is a little bit confusing because it's not primarily a probiotic. Uh-huh. It's delivering the highest dose of postbiotic metabolites available anywhere in the world.
Now, is it made in the United States?
No, it's made in Japan.
Oh,
we import it from Japan.
And again, it's fermented and for years with perfect conditions.
Yep. And food takes about 24 to 36 hours to pass through your colon. So that's the amount of time your bacteria have to work on the food and produce postbiotic metabolites. In Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process, it's 23,800 hours of fermentation time. And in the 5-year fermentation process, it's 48,000 hours, a lot different than 24 to 36 hours. So that's how we're able to get such a high level of these postbiotic metabolites produced over the time of fermentation.
You know, I'm watching over 47 years studying daily, every day, and personally, from a personal standpoint of what can I do to maintain optimal health. And throughout history, we've always revered cultured foods. Cultured foods are basically fermented foods. And it wanes and it comes back. We're in a stage right now where a lot of people are really, again, really enthused about the power of fermented foods. And it's not always easy. I mean, do you want to, you know, eating the kefir or the cabbage or the this or the that, kimchi is sometimes not what some people want. This is so easy, and it is a fermented food.
But a comment, Ed, about what you bring up, fermented food. Every culture has a type of fermented food. And the power of fermented food is due to the postbiotic metabolites that are produced by the bacteria during the fermentation process. So that's why fermented foods are so healthy. And a little background on Dr. O'Hara. He was originally a landscape architect. He graduated from the School of Agriculture. When he got out of college, he started a business as a landscape architect, had a tremendously successful career with a global clientele. And at one point, he was invited to Malaysia on a landscape architect project. And while he was there, he's one of the dignitaries. He's up on stage, and the local indigenous people brought up a big pot of their locally fermented wine, high alcohol content. All the dignitaries on stage were invited to drink some of this. O'Hara drank it and got incredibly sick. And somebody saw him in his astounding distress, writhing on the ground. They gave him what O'Hara called a jam-like food. And he was astounded at how quickly he recovered. And he learned out that that was produced by locally fermented Malaysian fruit. So that's where he got introduced to this concept of fermentation. He took samples back to Japan. He studied it for a couple of years. He got frustrated because he didn't have the scientific knowledge to study it the way he wanted to. So at age 49, with a tremendously successful career, he quit his landscape architecture business, went back to school, got a PhD in microbiology, and it took him 10 years of experimentation to develop this fermentation process for Dr. O'Hara Probiotic, experimenting with different types of food, different strains of bacteria, the different lengths of time for the fermentation, which now we've got Dr. O'Hara Probiotics and the new sachets, the three different products under the Dr. O'Hara's name that are all the benefit of the synchronicity where he happened to get sick and somebody happened to give him a fermented food that got him better very quickly.
That happens often in life. But, you know, we have to be observant and also know how to execute ideas. And many times we falter on that. Maybe kind of like the last question, what year did this company start?
Dr. O'Hara started his company, I think, in 1960 or so when he started. Essential Formulas has been in business just a little over 25 years. We had our 25-year anniversary when we started importing this product, and Michael Shore founded Essential Formulas to market Dr. O'Hara Probiotics.
And so you graduated from pharmacy school in 1966? Is that what you said?
Yes, I graduated from the University of Wisconsin School of Pharmacy in 1966.
I was 9 years old, so I'm about 69, so I'm not going to even ask your age, but people can do some math there. Again, you wrote how many books, 22?
I've read 13 books, I've now had 22 articles published in peer-reviewed medical journals.
That is so impressive, doctor, and I'm just thrilled that we could have this conversation, and I'm going to be a loyal fan of Dr. O'Hara instead of an off-and-on fan, but I have seen the results myself, and I love creating the wisdom of diversity within the microbiome. And despite whether you're doing whatever else you want to do, this can add on to whatever other platforms you're doing, and even eating cultured foods. I mean, you're not going to eat 250 different cultured foods. That's been sitting there for 3 years. Yeah. It's not going to happen. And I think it's an elixir of health. It's one of the only food categories, because I don't care about taste. It's way down my list. It's partial important, but I'll eat anything if I think it's going to be supportive of my health. Yeah. But something about cultured foods has never rang my bell. I just don't really ever want to grab it, even out of the refrigerator at Nutrition World. So this is will be a continued add-on.
Your go-to product for Dr. O'Hara Probiotics. And my mantra, Ed, is encourage people to be proactive about creating a healthy lifestyle. It's not about life extension. It's about health extension and quality of life. And I want people to be as proactive as possible at creating and maintaining a healthy gut microbiome. It's one of the most critical regulators of your health.
I love that. And also, they can go on Amazon, probably Kindle, and look up your books and be more empowered, because that's my passion in life after 47 years, is really to empower people with at least some basic knowledge, and then we keep growing from that. Thank you so very much, Doctor.
Pleasure to be with you, Ed.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
NASCAR fans, your Monday night just got a whole lot faster. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7 is Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr every Monday at 6 p.m. as they celebrate 25 years of talking NASCAR. From Daytona to Charlotte, we cover it all. NASCAR news and breaking stories you need to know on and off the track. Miss an episode? Catch Racing Talk Radio on your favorite podcast platform. Search Racing Talk Radio. Download Racing Talk Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hungry for something legendary? Head to Texas Roadhouse. Enjoy hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, chicken specialties, and legendary margaritas, all made with quality you can taste. Because of Texas Roadhouse, service starts with taking no shortcuts. They make their food from scratch, including their bacon bits, croutons, and dressings. And getting your favorites is easy. Download the Texas Roadhouse app for reservations or place your order for convenient curbside pickup. Texas Roadhouse, 2020 Hamilton Place Boulevard in Chattanooga. Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
SEC football at its best. College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive on Rock 103.7. Join Sean Whitfield and Stephen Hargis with the Chattanooga Times Free Press Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. We'll get you ready for your SEC college football game day. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
For more than 20 years, Chattanooga families have trusted Blackwell Automotive to keep their vehicles safe, dependable, and running their best. That trust has helped Blackwell Automotive earn more than 1,100 five-star Google reviews from our customers and neighbors. Blackwell Automotive specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Nissan, Honda, and Subaru, and they're conveniently located in Midtown, next to Eastgate Mall. At Blackwell, you can expect expert repairs, clear communication, and friendly service from people who truly care. And remember, Chattanooga, if you want it to run well, take it to Blackwell.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Thanks for staying with us on Vital Health Radio. As we head into our final segment, our goal is simply to give you more solid information to help you create optimal health. We have a great new staff member, Seth, and he has about 3+ years experience at Nature's Finest, which is a wonderful small health food store. It's done a lot of good work in the country.
Seems very educated.
Yes. I love that with Dr. Pelton. He's a wonderful man.
Oh, Dr. Pelton, that was awesome. It was great to meet him. I kind of always thought I was unique. Well, I guess I am unique, but I thought it was one of the only ones that ever went from the pharmaceutical world into the green pharmacy. But it was wonderful finding out that he did it decades before I did and made a success out of it. And just came around to the learning what nutraceuticals are all about and how valuable they can actually be.
Absolutely. And he's such a... He's also very healthy for his age. I can't remember, but he's kind of way ahead of me. Here I am, 69, so way to go, man. And he knows a ton about rapamycin, which is the one drug. Now I have two drugs that I love, Pepcid and rapamycin, and he wrote many books, and one of those was on rapamycin, so that is wonderful. So thank you for joining us for another edition of Vital Health Radio. I hope today's conversation gave you practical ideas you can put into action this week. Remember, our mission is to build your health, your vitality, and your longevity one show at a time. And you know, health is created every day by the choices we make, how we eat, how we move, how we think, how we sleep, and how we nourish our bodies. On behalf of Clint Powell and Dr. Deering and everyone here at Vital Health Radio and at Nutrition World, keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep building your health. We are here to help you on your journey to optimal health.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.